everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is the winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is the winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is the winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's the winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is the winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's the winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is the winner.
Radio Redux.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear T-Bird! Happy birthday to you! Again! No, not really. Oh, yeah, well, welcome to a special birthday edition of Radio Relax. Why the hell not? Birthday
just
edition.
You couldn't think of any other.
Of shush. Birthday edition of Radio Relax. Because now it's not sort of Rex's birthday. It's not Radio Rex's birthday. It's not my birthday. It's not Echo's birthday. But it is something.
Hey, we love
someone's it. Birthday.
We love our bird.
It's T-Bird's birthday. Hence he had Surfing Bird at the beginning. In special tribute, because obviously that's a perfect tribute to one of my bestest mates, is to, you know, say that the Surfing Bird song. Everybody's heard about the bird. T-Bus is a bit like Happy Birthday, Mr. President, except both Kevin and Becky pop out of my cake.
Yay! Which would be interesting because they could fit, but I'm not sure.
but it'd be like his hand clawing its way out. Like, can't breathe! Anyway. We got a vast array of people, including Big C, who's actually left now.
Oh,
which was like just as well because I think he was going slightly insane.
Anyway,
we all have our days. So start with, like I said, we had the Trash Man. We have that Surf and Bird. And then we had from Tales of Knighthood, Sonic and the Black Knight, we had Head to Avalon. Head to Avalon, which is by Richard Jakes. Richard Jakes. He always says his name like that. As we can both testify, he always says his name is Richard Jakes.
Sometimes, maybe?
Yeah. It's very true. It's 100% true. Anyway. Let's go through the usual. And after that, sorry, we had. I almost forgot there was another one. We had a Cheap Trick with that 70s song, which was the theme tune to that 70s show, and it's actually based on "In the Street" by Big Star, and this is sort of slightly different to the actual TV version as well. So it's just like. It's sort of it, but not quite it. Anyway, apologies to everyone who's listening on SSR for the Sonic Hour. I hear it was an absolutely riveting show. In fact, I hear it was one of their best.
They didn't actually make an appearance today.
Exactly what I mean. It was one of their best. And
I was actually disappointed. I couldn't wow to their voices. It's very odd, but they're very good at
I'd like to point out, actually, to all of you who do not have Twitter accounts yet, okay? This is the last message from Dreadnux. This message came out via Dreadnux at 7 o'clock, i.e. when we started. Forgot to mention, no Sonic Hour tonight.
Good job, Sven.
Win.
Good job.
Epic win.
We know what we're getting for his break. No, I'm just kidding.
Kick up the ass.
Well, it's all good.
Yeah. So, who have we got in the chat of room and the room of chat? Well, we have Spondy.
Which is being the asked.
Spondy has the underscore. If you underscore yourself, you are putting yourself down, so it shouldn't be that big a surprise that you end up at the bottom. The DJ, bizarrely, likes putting himself in square brackets. Spondy says first. You're a Sega fan, you don't do first, you do Shenmue 3, don't you? On the Facebook, and that is like every time we put anything, like the first post is always like, "Oh, Shimmer Frey!"
It's just because
that's gonna help.
Just ignore it. Yeah. It's white noise. Shenmue 3.
It's really racist noise. White supremacist noise.
I'm not saying like that. Good lordy.
It's called bizarre. Anyway, Spondy is here. It's always nice to see Spondy. Then we have the DJ. Then we have Vija, who is not either cooking or eating.
Well, that's probably because there was no Sonic Hour.
He was being clever, and he did the stuff. SMX says hello, Mr. and Mrs. UK.
We're Mr. and Mrs. UK now, all of a sudden.
Hey. Does that make you Britannia?
I'm not British! I'm not fucking British.
Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britain never... Oh, sorry, I've got to go off and have a kip.
What? Shut up.
I'll go have a nap for a while.
Shut up. I sleep because I need to conserve my energy.
For what?
That's the point. You never know when.
I may
have to carry you out of a burning building, but will I have the strength if I don't rest?
Anyway, Vija. Everyone in the world say hello, Vija.
Hello, Vija.
That's everyone in the world? That was a very quiet world.
That was
in the palm of your hand or something. Goodness. And who's
there? Then we have Earthart.
It's
also Earthart's birthday today, because he actually has two birthdays.
Does he?
He's like the Queen.
Really?
He has state birthday, an official birthday, and of course his actual date of birth.
If there's a King of England, does he get two birthdays too? Or is it just for the Queen?
No, there's a state birthday. Because the way this was set up by one of the previous monarchs, the whole two birthdays thing.
Mm-hmm.
In that there's a whole thing about celebrating the monarch's birthday. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, the monarch's birthday is on a really crappy day.
Right. So it's like. So it moves year to year.
Your birthday doesn't.
No. With ruler to ruler. It's going to change, and you can't kind of base around that sort of
holiday. Well, yeah, but it's not going to change every 5 minutes.
I'm not saying every 5 minutes.
Sometimes it occurs on sort of awkward days where it's like in the middle of a holiday period, etc. So what they have is this is the official birthday, and that's the birthday for any... The birthday of the monarch is celebrated on that day regardless.
Yes.
Filthy beast. How do you do that with pure orange juice? How do you do that? That's quite impressive.
Good. I'm busy conserving more energy. We haven't even finished the list.
SMX, who says, who was also the first person to have their entry for the Rex Factor in.
Good lordy.
This is SMX as well.
Yes.
And SMX knows it's a good
sport. Yes.
But dear God, I haven't opened it yet. I haven't dared. We can't.
Aww. I'm confused.
The books Chris is talking about.
You still haven't finished them.
I know, but the list is important. The list is our listeners. Are you saying our listeners aren't important?
I say you should probably name them before you start talking about them.
I am naming them and talking at the same time. Multitask.
Yeah, you're multitasking.
SMX says very merry unbirthday, which is very true. T-Bird's got a runoff for his birthday bird feed. And presumably his birthday bird bath.
And his birthday bird masseuse? I don't know.
Yeah, what?
I leave it at that. Good lordy, why not? Goodness.
He's heard the mating call. Thanks to Team Rex for your birthday stuff. Yeah, so T-Bird is there, is now going. But before T-Bird, there is, of course, Tiki.
Right.
Who is part of a masala or something. And we've got Steve, Sonic AD.
Yeah, T-Bird's on the ball with me.
SMX.
This is happy endings.
Yeah. Shadow Fox 04, who was hailing me as some kind of saviour earlier. I don't know why. Shades, Ryunokage, Ringtail Fox, Project Phoenix, Miles Prower, Kitson, Joe Forever, Jacob, Hagrid and Fang.
Sweet. Now we're just bringing in all sorts of fan bases.
The house is on fire. maybe Lee's Bellatrix set it on fire. That's what I'm saying. Guest 38571, who obviously has no clue what the hell's going on. Fly Fox Tales. Dark Speeds. Tunkled Hedgehog. Break Targets! Do, 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 do.
No, that's the Kirby
song. I know, but the Kirby song's better.
Well, there isn't really a good audible.
3, 2, 1.
For the Break Targets thing. Plus, it differs from character to character and game to game.
Harry Potter. This makes us Harry Potter and the Sonic of Rex.
Yeah.
Book 8 title confirmed. Blue Blur 95 was eating and is now playing World of Warcraft.
Yes, she is. But she is also listening, so that's all good.
She better be.
Of course she is. She promised me. Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wow.
The promise of a woman.
Don't you even. No. We're not.
I joke.
That. We're
I
not
kid.
That.
The promise of a wow.
We have an unspoken.
See, it's even unspoken.
We know. We understand.
It's an assumed. Blue Blur 95 says that she can multitask, but she's a girl. We've confirmed this.
Yes.
Ooh, she can multitask.
Yes. and also play WoW and listen, which is relatively easy and nice because it's always nice for some reason to listen.
Yeah, you're just saying that because the account's back up in payment, aren't you?
Well, that's part of it, but if I wasn't doing that, I'd actually play somebody else's account properly.
Play your brother's?
No, I don't know my brother's account stuff. I know a couple of my friends, though. I know two.
Echo has a brother, which is in there.
I have a terrible little brother who's in college, thankfully, so hopefully.
But not for long.
Well, hey.
Then we have Aquadan88. Aquadan, who is not Aquaman.
Fair enough.
But he does have a... But Aquadan does have a beard and gold sort of scaly armour.
I didn't think Aquaman had a beard.
He does.
He does?
Mm, in several iterations. He has a...
I see. You're saying different. Other ones, not the...
Mm. Someone will confirm to me that Aquaman did
for a quite long time had a beard. Okay, I don't.
How the hell do I know this? I don't know. I'm not just blaming Marvel.
I
don't care. That's why I'm not doing Iron Man 2. Go out of that one. Then we have Vroken MK Blitzgriffs, we've already heard from.
Yes.
Jozu and Shambot, who actually has 5 official birthdays, but all of them are on the same day. I see you're playing with my wallet.
Presumably
to take more money out of it.
Oh my gosh.
For your evil MMORPGs.
All of these portrayals are nothing but lies. I am not a thieving, maniacal, spending creature that goes out and spends all your money. The only thing I do is I come here, I sleep, I eat, and I play my WoW. That is it. I don't go out and spend money on shoes, clothes, makeup, any extras at all whatsoever. So please don't make me out to be some kind of common female, spend all your money, pit of nothingness. What was that for?
That was a sort of,
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of more the whole, you know, you have got your little game back on account.
I am quite pleased with that. It is the one kind of extra thing I kind of do. And honestly, hate to say it, but it's just one of those things that I have difficulties functioning without. Mm-hmm. Just because it's been how many years now? Like 3-4 years of playing that? As a matter of fact, it would be almost 4 years. Almost 4 years. Mm. 4 years this Christmas.
4 years this Christmas?
Yes.
I've just had a tweet.
You've gotten a tweet.
I've gotten 2 tweets, actually. From DigiValentine. Who, of course, we should always remember that DigiValentine Trippy also listening.
Oh, really? Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm. I mean, I thought
I've just been told off as well.
Did you get told off?
I got told off because where is your bloody mobile phone with the Night's Light enabled? You just texted your bloody show.
Aww.
It is not bloody. Do you mind?
No,
oh look, it's the sound of a text. From Digi. Digi should be listening too, though we ain't hanging in your smelly chat room. It's not our smelly chat room, it's Dreadnux's smelly chat room. we should make that clear.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad now. Now they're listening to me rant, I feel so guilty. Because now they're going to hunt me
See,
down.
Gabby's going to be doing, making an appearance on the Fast Feet Media podcast, which sort of happens at 8.
Oh.
He's not feeling well. He made the effort to do it. He's making the effort to do a show.
I know. We shouldn't run into this thing, man. Because it's already 40 after.
Mm-hmm. It's already half past.
4 strength, 4 stamina. Oh, dear. That's from a ventrilo hacker who decided to really mess with some heads and just generally irritated people. It's in YouTube. If you look for it, I forget what it's called. It's like ventrilo... irritation or something like that. Okay, they're really talkative tonight.
Who else is on the nine? It's Adam. Saying thanks loads for the card, guys, again.
Well, yeah.
Oh, isn't he nice? It's time for music.
He likes attention.
It's time for music.
It is?
Yes. Because we're 25 minutes in, so we might as well have some more music.
Well, we started slightly late, so it's not a
big deal. Yeah. I'm going to blame Sven for that as well. Great. You didn't end the show, you never started in time. There we go.
That's true. We were waiting on you, but then we gave you so much leeway. Blah, blah, blah. No respect. Goodness gracious.
SMX, who just also sent a tweet, it's part of the show. It's part of the charm of the show now.
It is?
Yes.
It's charming?
Yes.
So I get to argue with you on air and that's awesome with you? Sweet. Hey, Diddy and Trippy should start their show back up. They'd have a smash it, I'm sure. Oh my gosh. They totally would. It'd be great.
I'd like to emphasize that was a gosh.
Yeah.
No. Now what?
Is it's it... Phil! Oh my god, they're all coming in. Phone rape.
Yeah, but, yeah. Phone rape?
Oh no!
Is that the same as goose rape?
No, it's not the same as
goose rape. Is it, what if a goose had a phone?
Then possibly.
Yeah, there we
if
go.
If a goose had a phone, it's, but a goose does not have fingers or even toes that are separated.
V just says boo, thought I'd get in on the text fun. Boo! Emerald Coast,
right,
Emerald Coast,
music,
Emerald,
goose.
Emerald, Emerald Coast.
Silly goose! I actually, somebody had asked if we had gotten a picture of a fox or something. Really.
That was Trippy about the fox that, in St. James Park when we hung out with those guys.
I think somebody took a, you took a picture of it. With
I don't
black.
Know.
Yes,
now
you did.
What?
You
Everyone's...
You took it with the, big black...
Diddy says to tell everyone to get off my night's line.
Oh dear.
The terrifying thing would happen if someone actually rang it. I wouldn't recommend that instantly because I don't know when this last charge and it's already down to two for just me turning
well,
it on.
Well, the thing is, I'll also pick it up, especially if it's somebody I know. If it's
like,
his mom,
hello?
I give it to him.
Hi.
Oh no, I'll antagonize. I will actually attack anyone over
okay,
the phone.
Okay, let's
if they dare call. Unless it's a music group, then of course I'm not going to make a scene. That'd be very silly, so... But yes, so, with music, there is...
Someone asked for Space Channel 5. Space Channel 5 goes on forever. Oh, for goodness sake. It's going off again in a minute.
Hold on.
Who now?
It does Earth.
What did he say?
Boobs! Also, hello, and why won't you join an Xbox Live party?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, did you get your subscription fixed on the fixed Xbox?
Yeah, it's fine.
Alright.
One a game I bought and enqueued, though, I managed to get a code for Sonic & Knuckles, and I actually queued it up. And I now can't get that game.
What game?
Because it's associated with the other console, so it won't download. So I'm not actually that pleased about that.
Why don't you just plug in the phone while it's on?
We could do that, yeah. That would be clever. Space Channel 5, then, because I was asked about it. See, I could do...
you only have two tracks, to be fair.
Yeah, so the Mexican Fly. Mexican Fly goes on for years, though.
Yeah, don't
but it's better than This Is My Happiness,
well,
sung by Mookie.
We'll do a second... If we do a second song, it's got to be short, then.
Okay,
let's
have some Sonic.
Do a shuffle one. Shuffle ones are short.
Shut up! Shatter your face!
Quiet you.
Quiet yourself. Sonic Shuffle. I put up Sonic Shuffle on Rex the other day so people can download it.
Yes, yes. You spent quite a bit of time doing
it. For irony's sake, we'll have Ever Quiet.
Plus we can now play Shuffle on our new Dreamcast.
Oh, it's because we have a Dreamcast now.
We have two Dreamcasts right now.
We have two, yeah.
So we're playing...
It's like...
So what? We're playing Knights on Mega Drive.
Diggy's gonna absolutely...
That's not Mega Drive.
Diggy's gonna slaughter you.
It's on Saturn.
Knights is on Saturn.
I forget which one's
there. We don't have a Mega Drive.
I was not a Sega person growing up.
I don't know all these things.
I didn't even know we had a Knights disc until yesterday. I didn't know we had a Knights Christmas disc until yesterday.
Actually, that was the day before.
Whatever. Alright, I didn't know we had a lot of
See, this is why it's fun.
No, it's not fun! so not fun. Alright, cut to music.
Did you say, hang on a minute, Kev, did you recently get a Sega Saturn? It's like, yes, I did. And I've been playing Knights.
A little bit.
A
little. He's been playing a lot of games. Give them their music.
Let's have music. No, let's not have music after. I've changed my mind completely. We won't have music because I'm more of us talking and arguing. Why the hell not? Oh, hello, Roris.
Yes, you just did.
Sonic Songs, the Sonic Radio Show. I know. It would be nice, wouldn't it? In fact, we'll have Mexican Flyer. We'll have Sonic Before Mexican Flyer, and we'll have that Sonic from Sonic CD on the US side, which is going to be Tidal Tempest Present. And this is the US one, which will annoy people. I don't care, because people should really get over that.
It's there.
Three tracks. Alright. Tidal Tempest Present. Space Channel 5 Part 2.
Do it.
It's called Volume 2. Mexican Flyer. This is the complete big band version as well. And then you got Ever Quiet from Sonic Shuffle. We'll be back after the break with more random tweetings and messages.
We've got questions and answers. I've got an ass load of answers.
Yeah, you've got to do all the answers from the other show when you were asleep. Well, obviously halves have rounded up. Anyway.
Woohoo!
Right. Music! This is getting worse than the phone conversation between me and Lee Brotherton. Right, we're gonna do something, we're gonna end it. No, I was more talking about saying, right, we're gonna go now, and then just not for another 20 minutes. Okay, music!
Oh, that makes more sense.
Music, yes, sense. Music, Sonic CD, see you later. And we're back. We're back, and I'm in the process of actually ordering a pizza.
Woohoo!
So, yeah.
Certain other hosts who just bail on their shows and have
damn straight.
Oh, yeah. Who is the man? Or who is the pair? Or, I don't know.
Who's the pair?
Well, it's not just you anymore doing the shows now, is it?
You're most definitely...
I'm half the show! Acknowledge!
You're half the show?
Yes.
Can you honestly sit there and go to me that you're half the show?
Yes.
Look me in the eye and tell me you do half the work on this show.
Yes. I help. I do half the work! How much work is there? I hate to tell
you. So, do you do the computery bits?
You don't let me. Obviously, only one of us can do that.
So, do you render the shows? Do you...
That does it automatically. It does that automatically.
What? So, you render it down into MP3 mode?
Well, then you do that with a click.
You don't.
Listen, I contribute, okay?
You contribute, yes. When you're not asleep.
Yeah, and when you're not having a hissy fit and hiding downstairs because you hate the Sonic universe, but yet you feel you can cut in on my show because you feel like yelling from the bottom of the stairs.
That's because you were doing something badly wrong.
I do everything wrong! That's my purpose in life, okay? I make mistakes.
Then why are you doing half the show? You're clearly ruining it! You're doing half the show as purposely getting everything wrong! Why are you punishing me? Why? Why?
Why did the damn pizza?
Why? Oh, it's
being... That was hard. Don't shout up when you don't feel like doing a show. That's wrong. That's gotta break something.
You weren't sure about something, if I recall.
I'm never sure about anything. Are you kidding? I just said that Knights was on the Mega Drive. That's how sure I can be sometimes, okay? I'm freaking brilliant. I'm fallible. I'm human. I'm also somewhat mildly, vaguely, possibly in certain languages, entertaining. But...
Great, I've got the whole... joyous thing about this. So we had another Marion Sonic trailer come out, which showed the dream events. Now I'm guessing you have not seen that trailer.
I have seen that trailer.
You have seen the trailer.
Actually have your site bookmarked. I know it's crazy, but I actually do go to it.
Considering you do half the work on it.
I never said that. I'd love to do more work on it, but somebody just has to moderate the posts on all the news and stuff, so I end up just hanging in.
But that doesn't stop somebody from actually doing a post about it.
You do everything that's worthwhile. I just sit on the...
Think it's worthwhile.
Right now I'm playing moderator, and I know I'm not really being kind of open and active,
isn't she
but
cute?
Don't make me harm you. Don't ever use that word around me, or it makes me twitch.
Well, cute.
Yes! You
she's
don't
so
even know
cute.
It. Shush. I'm not cute.
Problem processing my cards. What the hell's wrong with them?
I don't think the number's right.
Well, I do think the number's right.
I don't.
They lie.
Lies.
Lies, lies, and deceit. more lies. It's just like, oh dear. Just the doors. Ordering a pizza with our Andrew UK. This is great. See, normally we'd have more music, but you had quite a lot of music. Will you, what? How is taking the card away from me going to help?
I was going to lick it.
And do what? Tell my number to everyone?
No,
thank you. Oh, that might be why.
See?
No, it isn't why, actually, because I didn't do that.
You're so smart.
Smarter than the average bear.
What bear?
The average bear.
Bear, bears, bears.
The bear necessities.
Bears. So what's coming up in a few weeks?
What's coming up in a few weeks? Oh god, what's coming up in a few weeks? Well, shall we tell them what's going to come up in a few weeks,
I think
children?
They already know, dude.
No, this is, us two getting hitched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far away is that again? It's what? Next month?
Yeah.
When does this month end? Is it
at the end.
Not at the end. Is it the 29th or the 31st? I can't remember. So it's that and the number of days that are left in this month plus 17. And then, yeah, we don't even have 3 weeks left, dude. So, yeah.
Ugh. What is it? What is wrong with you? Why don't you want to do my pizza?
Why are you doing it on IE?
One thing I'm doing. Can I use IE? I mean,
I hate IE.
Oh, I am sorry.
Oh my god. Well, do you want to do some questions instead?
I'll tell you what, I'll somehow do. Right, hang on. Right, okay. Alright, the trouble with echoes, this is.
Hey! No, it's not, you meanie.
Echoes are the equivalent of tribbles.
I'm a what? A tribble? You mean that little furry thing I could kick around like a ball?
I'm straight.
I hate Star Trek! It sucks away your
life! Oh!
I hate it.
Phil doesn't like you anymore.
Not because of that. It's not because of the series.
VJ's not gonna like you anymore.
It's not that. I just hate it because you sit there. You will actually ignore me.
Yeah, but it's like, well, come in and there's like an episode of Voyager on TV. It's
yes,
like, awesome.
And you ignore me.
I don't ignore me. I don't ignore you.
Yes, you do. You totally do.
Well, I sit down.
Yes, and then you like nod at me. That's all I get from you after that.
You are. I'll tell you what.
Or it's X-Files. X-Files is the other one, too. You just sit there and watch it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I don't come home from work, go through the door, and immediately throw myself at your feet and start kissing them. I am sorry.
Did I ever, ever in my life ask you to do that? I don't think you've ever, ever done that.
Sarcasm!
So. Not in, even in, well, I leave it at that.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, I don't like it when you do that. And you ignore me, and I have sometimes something to say.
For frick's sake!
What?
Can I just come in from work and sit down?
Yes. You do that all the time. You do it every day. Every day from work. You just come in, you sit down. What?
So there won't be anything happening in a few weeks at this rate.
Yeah, 4 years of work, and you can throw it away because you'd rather have Star Trek. Ooh, I see how it is. What?
There's a few things I could say to you right now, actually.
Bring it! Bring it! Do it! You think I'm scared? You think I'm scared?
I think you're scarred, yeah.
You think I'm scared?
How about you answer your questions from the other week?
Bring it. Bring it. What? What?
Yourself.
I can't
answer the goddamn questions.
So you're gonna make me read them and answer? Holly. Alright!
Am I gonna make you read them and answer them? Oh my god. Yes! Chalk one up for me! Okay! Yes, I'm gonna make you speak on the show.
Fine.
On your own while I try and order you some food.
Okay, you could have saved it till later, though.
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Is it Google's 11th birthday or something?
Oh, wait.
It is.
It's
Google's 11th birthday.
It's 8 o'clock, and I thought somebody had a show.
No, Fast Beat's on a different thing.
Oh, on a different thing. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I just was being careful. Fine. All right. Oh, my God.
Do stuff.
Breaking the show, man. All right, first questions are from Talikhu from last week. Somebody actually did delete your questions, so I guess that works out.
Yeah, I erased. Yes, I did it.
I don't know why you did
it. I did it for the rock.
Seriously. All right.
I did it for the people.
So Talikhu asks, summer's over. Well, that's a matter of opinion. But the one question's in mind, what will you be doing during your first fall in England? probably stocking up on some warm things, because I have a funny feeling this is going to be cold. I don't know. We're supposed to be getting married, so that's kind of what I've been kind of... We're doing this fall thing, so, yeah. We're going to get that together and then try to get... so I can stay in the country. That's quite literally what it'll be, so... But that's all. Next question is, what do you think is more painful, being turned into Windows 7 or being roboticized? I know what Windows 7 looks like.
There's a part...
Oh, there's a way to be... Oh, good lord. It's a sketch, too. Being turned into Windows 7. Goodness. I'd actually have to say roboticizing would probably be more painful. That's not to say Windows 7 would make you very much, very potent or active, but it probably wouldn't hurt that much, mostly because you'd be drowned out by a modem. Third and final question for this group of questions. Did you know, which is already written off as I probably didn't, did you know that the first Genesis title in the US was Altered Beast? And no, I didn't necessarily know that. I could pretend to know that, but it wouldn't prove anything. Of course you would know that, Kev. You work for them. You are them, so it kind of works out. Next couple of questions are from Joe Forever. First question being random animation in Maho. I leave it at that. It's just okay.
What does Maho mean?
I don't actually know. It's probably very likely if you're just asking what some random noise is. Well, literally, that's what it is, probably. It's a noise. And there are, like, thousands of them in the Japanese language. So if you're going to ask me what maho means, it probably is just, like, arms flailing sound or something like that. But, yeah, they obviously, you know, it's the equivalent of twang and boosh and biff. And, you know, all the...
So Japanese Batman would go...
Exactly. Mao. Yeah, pretty much. Something like that. So, I suspect. But if not, then, yeah. Then there was one for you. I'm not sure if you deleted that, which was...
When are you going to update... Actually, I didn't erase that one. I did answer that. When are you going to update the Rex Factor user group? And I thought it was actually updated.
All right.
That's interesting.
You're all of a sudden named somebody...
I all of a sudden named Joshua Cartledge.
That's interesting. I think there's something going on here. All right, well, next one is from Ryo no Kage, I'm assuming. Most of these things are kind of me, obviously, so...
Oops, there we go.
Yeah, not much. First question was to both of us, but I'll answer my part, because obviously it's my turn. Big the Cat's opinion on political parties. He'd probably...
You'd have to ask him. I did answer.
I'd say he'd probably be Green Party, but that's just me, and that's a very American...
Green Party!
There was 1 year, they got like 3% of the vote, highest independent vote. Alright, stop that. Just work on the sensitive details there. Alright, and the second question was, does Big the Cat equal Dos Equisman? And that just sounds like the horseman, and it's like, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Unless that makes sense to you? Does that make sense to you?
Nothing makes sense to me in more regards to that damn cat.
Right, the next question, I should say, for me, was from Ian Eagle Vanato.
And Eagle Vanato!
Okay, I'm just not as good at that as you are. And the question is Metal or Shadow. And honestly, if you put them both in front of me, I'd probably still have to go with Shadow, but because Metal's more likely to actually exist, I'd probably go with him.
What's the problem processing my car?
I don't know. So, that's just... Metal's more likely, but I'd still probably pick Shadow. If I could. But obviously he wouldn't pick me, so... Yeah. And more, yeah. So I'd probably actually go with Metal, because that's more believable anyway. You can program these things to work for you. It's brilliant. Brilliant, I say. And I can't see any more questions. Thank you. It's okay. Next questions are from Dark Gun.
I like Dark Gun's quite bizarre avatar, actually.
Sure, it's like one of those pictures within a pictures, or it's just his avatar look like it's kind of bending and curving and stuff. I'm not sure. Have you answered all of this stuff for quite a while? You're
no,
pretty sure. Alright, so now we're actually up to questions. So, directed at AAUK. I've discovered that by waiting a while, one can obtain nearly any Sega game, including Mad World so far, by waiting anywhere from 3 months to about a year before buying. Why do you believe this is, considering so far I've yet to have found any absolutely terrible Sega... And then it cuts off. Sega...
Sorry.
It's alright. Sega game. Actually, why do each of you think that? Even years after the release date, TP as an example, most Nintendo games are still $50.
Because people still buy it at that price?
Yeah, that's... Nintendo's got that bolster of confidence that, you know, they don't have to reduce their prices at all, ever, because nobody's ever going to reject their perfect image and blah and blah and blah and blah, and they can re-release games 50,000 times, the same damn shit, every single time, and everybody's going to still enjoy it and act like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. However, as we have both come to a sort of observation, the reason why we think there are nearly as many more Mario fans as there are compared to Sonic fans, it's because obviously people are forced to play the games because they buy the console, and that's typically well over 50% of the time.
I don't get this. What's the massive problem with my console?
I don't know. You can work on it later. Is that they're always packaged with a Mario game, and that's the only game you have at the time, so that's what you play. Simple as that. So, I mean, it doesn't really make sense, but... In a way, for us, it definitely does, obviously. If you're just going to get forced into playing a game, obviously there's going to be a bigger fan base for it. From SMX, we have... I didn't see the small print, but... from SMX, we have, for me, it's... What anime and manga do you watch slash read? And right now, we're actually working through Escaflowne, but right now, Kev's definitely the anime guru with all his various DVDs, and me, I've been actually just kind of quiet on the manga and anime bits, but I should go to onemanga.com or whatever it's called, because that's some nice free manga right there, and I haven't gone there in a while, but yeah. Well, I've been prattling on for a while. Next one is for you, Kev.
If you read me out, I will answer.
Well, that would work, but iTunes is covering it up, so just get rid of iTunes for a second.
Sorry.
That's all, you're fine. If you could fight a superhero with all of the enhancements needed to defeat him or her, who would it be and how would you fight? What superhero would you kick the crap out of is basically the question. And how would you fight him?
Well, what superhero is an arrogant prick?
I don't know, Iron Man's a little high on himself.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really call him a superhero, though. All he's got is his suit. There's nothing really supernatural about him.
Well, Iron Man's interesting, actually. Iron Man's one of the ones that's actually not superpowered anyway.
So. Exactly. Well, that's kind of the whole Batman theory, where he doesn't actually have powers either, but, you know, he physically trains himself and he has the gadgets. But
I might beat up Spider-Man.
You'd beat up Spider-Man. Mm. Why would... how would you beat up Spider-Man?
Strength enough to sort of grab, not be affected by spider sense, and all the stickiness of the web. I'll just grab him and sort of start in there. And then after kicking him in the ribs a few times, I'll just lean down to him and just say, "Start taking goddamn seriously!" And I'll just walk off.
Nice. And that would break him. Alright.
Break him!
Oh dear.
Make him humble.
I will read my question next, even though Kev's is... He's gonna go fix something. My question is, what type of supernatural weapon would I have, and what power would it have? Well, knowing me, because I hang out with a lot of supernatural weapons on a certain World of Warcraft game, it probably would either be a polearm, because those are pretty cool, or a bow, because I do quite fancy a good bow, and I actually used to do archery as a kid, so that would kind of work. And yeah, it would probably have exploding arrows, or maybe something like a tranquilizing thing, or something crazy stuff, or maybe it could open a portal and wherever it lands and suck whoever's nearby down into it. So, you know, it varies, really. So, Kemp.
Yes, my dear.
If Wintoss got a chaos puppet. Chaos challenge.
Chaos puppet.
Then he'd be fucked. I'm just kidding. If Windows got a chaos chow puppet, would it still be chow?
It would all be sort of.
You think that's what chaos chow sounds like?
According to Paradox.
Oh really?
That's what chaos sounds like, isn't it?
There's a lot of chaosy bits. I'd actually kind of like to see Chaos come back, since he's not really a character you kill, he just kind of chills out in the Master Emerald, you know?
And he's just ridiculous.
I don't know, dude.
Why can't I order?
Well,
we haven't got enough money to.
I think you got a tenner, and I don't know that I have anything.
I've got £10, and that's it.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we have more questions.
It's alright.
No, you're fine. It's alright. Oh god, Blake actually posted. Dear Lord in Heaven, we actually have to answer stuff from Blake. And he didn't specify necessarily to her. Alright, well, then we'll just assume it's to both. With Chuck Norris giving the thumbs up, which we watched that film, the Dodgeballs, and that was just, that was excellent. Anyway, first question, I'm assuming to both of us, since it's unspecified. How do you feel that you're losing my behind-the-scenes gentleman demeanor? And obviously, I've already stated that I miss the poor bugger, and I hope he comes back safe and sound. You play violin, I break the hand. That's just it. What did you do? Did you put it?
What?
Nothing, I've just thought of.
I'm just trying to get this pizza. I want a pizza!
Oh, you got muth in you. Alright, so how do you feel that Blake's not around?
I miss Blake.
You miss Blake.
He's my pal.
He's your homie G-dog.
I wouldn't bet that strongly.
What's wrong with homie G... Oh, okay, fine. Alright, and the second question sounds along the similar lines. So I'm out for a month, give or take, meaning I'll be back late October, early November. Will there be a celebration or present seeing as it'll be close to my birthday? And bonus for AAUK, and will I mess up my comeback and be stuck in upper mid card?
That's a wrestling reference. No, Blake's failed a wellness test and is actually banned for a period of a month. So, no, he will not be pushed when he comes back. We're going to push Sophia instead. We're going to push around the dragon and just shout from the rooftop about how awesome she is.
Is that so?
Yeah.
What about the fact that it's going to be his birthday?
That means nothing.
Why don't you just put Visa instead of the other?
Because that's not what the card is.
Really? That's what I always put. But anyway.
It won't go with voice.
Seriously, that's what I put before, so I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, next question is specifically to you, Kev. If you were locked in a limo with someone who was very pissed for various quote-unquote reasons, what would you do?
If I was what? Sorry?
If you were locked in a limo with someone who was very pissed for various quote-unquote reasons, what would you do?
Unlock it.
You'd lock it.
Unlock it.
Oh, you would unlock it. Because you were locked in the limo.
If you're locked inside a car, you can get out of the car.
Well, unless the lock controls are controlled from the front and you're in the back of the limo, get out.
In which case, you use the drunk person as a weapon.
So you'd use him as a weapon?
Yes.
Even if it was a lady?
Especially.
If it was a lady. Alright, point taken. I will not get pissed around Kev. Alright, Echo, to read out loud, can you say... No, I'm not going to say that. It's an OMG, and no.
Says what?
It's not. I'm not reading it. You can go to the thread if you want. It's just a ploy to get me to say it, and I refuse to say it. So, the next question's for Kev again.
Oh, I hate perfect pizza. Why can't you give me a pizza?
I don't know.
That's not the question, though. Will you be taking the advice of the TV when it said that to have a long marriage is to argue a lot? Insert obvious shout at Hawk joke here afterwards.
No.
You don't believe that a good relationship needs lots of arguing?
I think tension breaking is good.
Tension breaking as opposed to tension building. Which anybody can do. Yeah.
Oh, hello. Don't tell me they've allowed me to order a pizza again. Oh my god! Yeah! They've allowed me to order a pizza again!
Yeah!
Alright.
Alright, anyway, so you don't believe that, which is
good. Believe whatever I feel like.
I didn't say that, I just was...
Okay, Domino's has come to the rescue.
Alright.
So that just means that they just specifically decided not to do pizza when Blake and Josh were here.
I don't know, I guess they just had a thing about that, I'm sorry. I don't know. Alright, to me, if arguments don't strengthen a relationship, why do we have a friendship? Oh, I'm guessing this is because, basically, if no one else knows this, and I'm certain most of you don't, for those who are actually still listening for some reason, because we probably need to go into a music break, because I'm just talking and talking.
The questions done out of the way.
That's true. And they're learning a lot. That's definitely true.
They were complaining earlier that there wasn't a show, and now they're probably complaining that there is a show.
Yeah.
So, how long are these guys going on for?
Yeah, I don't know. At this point, we need to get the questions done anyway, because frankly put, the reason why he asked that is because typically about once a month, almost religiously,
Earth says bees.
I'm surprised.
Bees.
I'm surprised he didn't say boobs. So it's all good.
Bees with boobs.
There you have it.
Boobs.
We have a little monthly argument. Yeah, always. Jesus. Some sort of thing. One gets pissed off at the other. It has been him sometimes. It has been me other times, most of the time.
They're very brother-sisterly-like relationship.
Even when he was here, we just generally had that odd tension. But at the same time, we could be so nice and so sweet and sit together and be nice. But then the rest of the time, we were ready to throw each other out the window. Except I was more likely to do that since I can pick him up and he can't pick me up. And, yeah.
and then there was the mass rumble.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, because they've got this brotherly-sisterly relationship thing. And it is very much like that. And the arguments they have sometimes.
Yeah, it gets petty.
In the end, I had to sit on the sofa and separate them like a dad. And then I decided I was going to take them both on. It's like, the only way I can unite them is to unite you both against me. And then I decided to take them both on. There was a big, massive fight. Oh, and I won!
If I recall in that story also, at some point I was
but the landlady knocks on the door.
Yeah, the landlady comes checking in. Oh, I'm letting someone look at the flat next door. And we're like, dot, dot, dot. We've just been like wrestling and mucking about, and we're like, oh shoot, we better.
Yeah.
That was great. That was.
I'm building you a pizza from scratch because I don't have one like.
It's okay. You don't have to fuss too much. Anyway, you'll now not get any questions from me for another year. Which is odd, because those were
everyone
actually...
forgets about the Draco says his signature.
That's what he has. He thinks that, but
there are several people I know who think about him most of the time.
Exactly.
One of them's him.
I hope so. I hope he hasn't forgotten about him. Alright, Earthheart asks a little random question for both of us. I think we've actually had this question before.
You know, he asked us this, I think, as part of his degree.
Yeah, I'm not sure what name your best villain, and it's kind of like name your best, you know, enemy, best boss, best whatever, you know, and it's like, yeah. And if you really want to go with that, then you know, I've been thinking about it. You've been thinking about it randomly, so, because we couldn't really come up with something that was really...
I know. Is there any particular... I'm sorry to interrupt the show for the pizza again, but
I
is
know.
There anything toppings-wise? I've done your barbecue sauce, cheese, mozzarella cheese, roast chicken to sort of make that kind of pizza.
Yeah, how about...
mushrooms on there as well.
Onions and... I don't think it's got black olives, does it? It's okay.
It does have olives.
No, I'd rather not do that then.
Meatballs, pepperoni, ham.
Ham if we can, and then that's it.
This roast chicken and tandoori chicken was.
No, I just do the ham. Ham as well.
Okay. Anyway, sorry about that, guys.
That's fine.
I
have to scroll down. I'm not sure, but Joyner's got a few questions.
Mm-hmm. Name your best villain. The villain you think best defines villainy.
Ooh, that's a good question, actually. Isn't it? What is your villain? What is villainous to you? I mean, they've got... I know in Kingdom Hearts they had a lot of the villains kind of uniting, and you had the chick from Snow White. That kind of turns into the dragon and is generally just mean. You had Ursula from...
The chick from Snow White.
I can't remember the witch's name.
Who turned into a dragon. There isn't a dragon in Snow White.
Oh, not Snow White, Sleeping Beauty. God, I'm so screwed.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off dragon slaying we go.
I'm so screwed right now. Screw Disney. They make everything look the same in my mind. It's all happy and joyous and weird and... Yeah. No, I meant Sleeping Beauty. The dragon chick from Sleeping Beauty. The, well, technically you got the witch from Snow White. I don't think she was in Kingdom Hearts. But anyway, you know, you had Ursula from Mermaid and, you know, you've got other characters like... I don't know.
Yeah. Captain Hook.
Well, that's another Disney film. I'm trying to deviate away from Disney films. Because you can't... I mean, there is technically Eggman's a villain per se.
Dick Dastardly.
Who's Dick Dastardly?
Who is Dick Dastardly?
Please just explain it, because there's a highlight...
Wacky Races?
Nope, doesn't ring bells. It sounds familiar! Oh, now I'm remembering! Oh, it comes back to
Moustache,
me.
Moustache!
Yeah, he's always...
Hat, purple and red, has got Muttley.
Yeah, and he's always trying... Does he have a... Yeah.
I can't do a Muttley. That's sad. The voice I can do, I can't do a Muttley.
You mean the snickering dog thing, or whatever he is?
I can't do it. I'm also going to give myself a Heimlich maneuver there. Really.
Well, we don't want you to do that. He's pretty badass. Plus, he's always stealing the chicken.
Barbecue, cheese.
Are you having fun describing?
That's
a heck of a villain you've got there.
Yeah. My perfect villain is perfect bloody pizza for not accepting a credit card. Right.
I don't know. As far as villains are concerned, I mean, you had characters. I know this will seem completely geeky because I completely stray in different directions as far as, you know, fandoms. We've got, Star Wars. D&D. Now we're doing Warcraft D&D, which isn't World of Warcraft D&D, it's just Warcraft D&D, which is proper lore. But I'd actually have to say my ideal, or my picture of villainy would have to be Piedmon from Digimon series.
Oh, actually, that's actually a very good pun.
He is such a conniving serpent of sorts, and he's still comical to his own, you know, sick degree, because if you had to fight him and you were getting turned into keychains and you were getting constantly put down and humiliated by this guy.
Not only does he entire way through that actually continually put fire out, you know, put downs and stuff,
yeah, and he,
but he actually just owns everyone.
Yes, and he knows he does it.
He knows he's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And he gets undone in the end by two small children, which is a very classic villain thing. You get undone. Yeah. If you're gonna get undone, you're gonna get undone by a prince on the shining steeds fighting for the one you love.
Right.
Or in terms of, you get undone by a couple of kids.
And especially now, sexually tensioned kids, okay?
Not yet, oh, don't go that way.
Not yet, but you know.
It appears you're falling for each other!
Dude, yeah, that was a good line. But yeah, you know you like the TK and.
Takari,
yeah.
Why no Takari? Why? Honestly, every day from college, I arrive at the exact same time, okay?
Yeah.
I turn on the TV and Digimon was there.
Yeah.
It was like, well, I might as well start watching it. And by the end, I'm just like, you bastards!
Oh, yeah. No, we watched it when we
did. It was the equivalent of, like, somebody coming and watching Neighbours.
It was kind of like that. But yeah, Piedmon is definitely my... I thought of that,
and
I was
a clown.
Well, that's...
Both clowns are therefore intrinsically evil?
But, sort of. I don't believe that. I quite like clowns, but just necessarily his character. It actually is more of a character rather than just, oh, he's a particular Digimon, he's a particular, you know, monster or something like that. He is actually... Now you're going to hum that for a while, so, alright. Now that we're pressing on the next half hour, because that's what we
Why
do.
Not? The 2-hour show.
I guess.
It's a bumper show in celebration of T-Bird's birthday.
Woo! Who's not actually here, but hey, he might...
Well, actually, also, we're making up for the Sonic Hour as well.
That's true, so people...
As such, we're making up for
we
the
would
Sonic
have been
Hour.
Sooner.
We are making up for the lack of... organization.
Yeah. The first question from Joyner, then, is directed towards me. If you wanted to... No, you're fine. If you wish to whisk away any of the forgotten realms of Spyro, you're the dragon variety, which would it be? Also, say hi to Bianca for me. Bianca, excuse me.
Bianca.
That's how we pronounce it in my country, oh my gosh!
You're being very careful to say gosh.
I know.
Very careful to say gosh.
You include that in the count, I start taking heads.
Is he still going OMG?
Yeah. I leave it at that.
Aren't you? You're still going.
Don't poke me.
I'm not poking.
Yes, clearly.
I'm gently tapping.
Prodding.
Let's tap. Do, 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 do,
oh,
do,
let's
do,
not
do,
tap.
Do.
Let's not tap. Thank
let's
you.
Tap. Let's tap. Echo on the nose.
No. No, this is the kill button right there. Don't you dare dang do it.
Let's tap. Let's tap. Echo on her toes. Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't played Year of the Dragon in ages, so I kind of don't know what any of the realms are anymore. So, I did play... quite a few of the Spyro games. That was one of the first PlayStation games I played, was a Spyro game. As well as, I think it was like Monkey Escape, or Ape Escape, that's what it was called. And that was at my cousin's house, way, way, way back when. So, that was a couple years ago. Next question. Wait a minute, it's... alright, fine. It's a question for everyone, and this apparently includes everyone in the IRC too, so I guess...
Oh, dear, that's the end of it.
Yeah, this could be a dangerous question. Alright, if you had 3 of the Power Stones from said fighting game for the series... Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. What fighting game? If you had 3...
Power Stone from Power Stone, the fighting game.
I've never played
Dreamcast
that.
Dreamcast game.
I don't... what would you transform into discuss? I'm guessing you could...
Yeah, well, it's up to the IRC to discuss.
Yeah, we're going to leave it for the IRC, because we usually don't get questions for the IRC.
Apparently the reason why we're not getting any pizza, and I would point out that it's not pizza just for me, it's for Echo as well, yeah. Is because Blue Blur 95 has put some kind of Warcraft voodoo curse on it.
Well, my...
It is your fault!
Obviously, it's not a full curse. It was just... It...
On your head!
It only counted for perfect pizza, which didn't...
F-Hot says, fine boobs.
See? Earth hurt.
SMX says, Kenny just died. What do you say?
SMX says, Kenny didn't... I say... Oh my god, they killed Kenny. And yes, you get one for the count. Somebody just landed a text. I'm going to open it. It is not saying anything. It's from Blake, actually. Blake, what does he want? What does it say? What did he say?
But it's got to put that any version of Oh My God, i.e. OMG, Oh My
oh
God,
my Lord.
Will be included in the count.
That's bull. But anyway, he's actually listening, which makes me happy, so
yes.
He's around somewhere.
She's smiling very genuinely as well, aren't you? Smile.
But anyway, alright.
Sir Fox has a question. Can we interrupt? Sir Fox has a question. Are you heading up to the London MCM when it's next on? I probably will try to.
What's the London MCM?
Expo.
Some games?
Media, manga.
Media.
Movies, comic and manga,
comics
and movies, or marijuana, cocaine,
Mary Jane. No, that's
Mary Sue.
Oh, I see what you did there. Anyway,
Fox says that he's trying to count.
No, count. counting! Screw you all for counting. I damn you for counting. This is where the curse from the pizza's coming from. You're all counting and you're pissing off the WoW gods. The Blizz gods, excuse me.
There we go. apparently, according to Echo Hawk, Blizzard encouraged illiteracy and innumeracy.
No, it's just stop fucking counting my stupid things. That's annoying.
Stop counting your stupid things.
Exactly. I leave it at that. Number three is something about teleportation. Yeah, zappity zap zap. And what are the
teleportation? Yeah, zappity zap zap.
Okay.
Do you not recognize the song?
No.
Foxes are it.
Yeah, actually, it's a fox and a cat, is what I hear. They fight a lot.
In the end, who's on your side? Who can you trust in the middle of the night?
I guess Werehog, but. I don't know the song! Oh my god, I'm so sheltered! Damn it. Every time
extraordinary
I say
extraordinary things can happen if you believe in yourself.
It doesn't ring bells. You can't either. You're not singing it right, or I haven't heard it, which is probably the latter is more likely. So,
I'm doing the wrong one.
See, then you're fail on your part. I can do anything. You can do that. You can do anything. I can do.
Okay, sorry.
That's the same one.
Oh, I can't think what it is.
See? Screw y'all. See? They were starting to sing, though. It's the same thing. How is it different?
I can't remember what it is, then.
Stop. What the? And then he breaks into the pirates that don't do anything.
She is the Echo, who doesn't do anything. Stay at home, lies around. And if you ask her to do anything, she'll just tell you yes, actually, because she actually does do things.
You barely scraped out of a beating at this point.
Oh, somebody's. I'm trying to do the damn thing here.
And you see me. And we just finished up his question.
Thank
so
you, Beaker.
No, Beaker was like, what did it, he always made a certain sound, and I can't think.
Thank you, Beaker. Next, I will make the pizza.
It's like something.
Shut up!
Oh, crap. Who is it? What do you want? It's probably Blake again.
Who are you?
Oh, crap, it's Digi. Oh, my God, Cosmic Eternity from Sonic.
Cosmic Eternity, thank you.
Okay, wow. Okay, everybody has free reign now to text in during the show because apparently we can't do this on our own anymore. This is absolutely ridiculous. I don't think you've been texted this much in a week. Good heavens. Alright. I definitely probably haven't heard this then. So, no, I have no idea what that was because I haven't heard it because I haven't played it. Never heard it, so yeah. Digi has like.
Yeah, who's on your side? Who can't trust in the middle of the night? Nothing to do!
Okay.
Yourself!
Alright. Anyway, well, that's a little music during, I guess. I don't know.
Here we go.
Can I see more questions now? I can ask questions?
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's the last one for this page, if there are no more questions after that. Is there another? Yeah, there's another page. Oh, and it's another Blake. No, wait, past Blake.
No, and everything's been updated from...
Crap. All right, so we got... No, we're starting at T.A. Black, so we're just continually. That's, mm-hmm. That's fine. Earth is on the ball, man. He's on the ball. He knows what he's doing. He's the man. Dog. Alright, from T.A. Black, only a single one for our Kev Haw. The forum has reached over 10,000 posts! Yes, I know.
Over 9,000!
Yeah, we did that one already. I know about the possible meme you can use when reading this question. Did you ever think Eon would get this popular, busy, filled with random chatter?
Over 9,000!
So you basically have no intelligent response to that, is what you're going for.
Where's the damn bomb, Chaos Emerald?
No. That is nice. It needs more people.
Actually, yeah.
It needs more people.
I've been watching it. The activity's nice, but at the same time, it would be nice to get a few more, you know, kind of different people. And I know we got from the SSMB crash, as I'll call it, one of the many. You know, we had a few people come in and kind of inject a little bit more, but, you know, it would be nice to do.
Project Concourse says, Ion needs less people.
Yeah, or
Ion needs less. What?
Well, we're talking about Eon, which is obviously Ethereal Online, which is Sonic Versus.
I forgot, because Domino's doesn't let me order
with a cart. I don't know, okay? I was just trying to do questions and you keep deviating.
Oh, I'm trying.
Stop, I'm trying. Alright, so you would rather have more people. Other people would say not as many.
We need more people.
It's just nobody. I hate to say it, but if you say doesn't need more people, then I'd have to disagree, because I know tight-knit groups are nice, but it's also nice to continually, you know, get new faces, get new opinions and stuff, so. Alright, from Aquadan, we have for both Kev and me, obviously. Is Sonic 06 really as bad as everyone says it is, and why?
We said I answered that one, actually.
Well, give a brief sum up then, or something. I don't know.
Yes for some reasons, no for others. Which is actually pretty good.
Well, I mean, I haven't finished it, so obviously, I can't really give a proper, you know, what is it, response, I guess you could say. But from what I've played, it's just, it stagnates a bit, and I mean, they tried to give it, you know, different styles of gameplay and stuff like that, and I haven't really done Shadows yet, which is a shame, because I need to play this thing. I've only really done Sonic's and Silver's playstyles, and I mean, Sonic is, I try to be blistering fast, but at the same time, not really, so it's like, I don't know, it's kind of a letdown, but at the same time, Silver is so painfully slow, I swear I could run faster than him as a normal human being, and it's just, I know he's got the levitation powers, but it just, if he just could move a little bit faster, I would be a little bit happier about it, but that's actually one of the reasons why he's not one of my favorite characters, strictly because of this game, so, it's just, yeah. Second question. Oh, this is a bit of an odd one. How did we both meet? I think we covered this.
Yeah, we have covered that before.
Which is I'm online.
I'm actually not going to go into that again.
Well, it's not a big deal. We just got on online, talked to each other. Did you put the month under the year? Alright, but yeah. So, I mean, we met online. Nothing big and fancy. We didn't obviously meet face-to-face and talked and talked and talked.
I now apparently can't order a pizza at all.
Alright, then I'll just make food.
This is
Don't worry about ridiculous. It. Don't worry about it. Ollie will make food.
Why is it not allowing me to order?
Some days, it's obviously just in a bad mood. Let's leave it alone. You can deal with card stuff later. Okay? We'll just deal with it later. Because Earthheart has more questions, and I'd hate to deny him. Because I think he's the last set of questions we have, and then we can wrap up.
I can't
look
any better
mood
online now. What the hell's going on?
Oh, we could take a music break if you want. Obviously. So, shut up, Earthheart. We know there's been 3 this show. There's probably actually, maybe, possibly been 4. But, in any case, just have something on.
Let's have Believe in Yourself, then. That's the thing.
That's 2 minutes, and then after that we'll have something from Lee's album. So we'll have a little bit of Lee and a little bit of Sonic CD. And is there anything else you want to play? Or is that enough for you?
We'll have enough time, being, I think.
All right, then we'll take a little break, guys, and we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Hi guys, this is going to be the last track of the day. Rolling Stones Under My Thumb. It's time for us to go, basically. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've got to go off and do all sorts of panicking now as to why things won't work. But I've been ArchNGK. This has been Echo Hawk.
Alrighty.
And you've been listening to Radio Redux, and we will see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye guys. Map.